You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
There's almost 4 billion people monthly on this platform. 4 billion. Like, there's 3.8 billion people on Meta platforms every single month. That's half the planet.
Half of the planet is living on less than $2 a day. So we'll say that Meta has 100% of the commercially viable planet.
Good point. I don't think there's much more expansion you can really do.
Yeah. George Friedman talks about this. I just read his book, by the way. It was phenomenal. Where is it? I think it's The Storm Before the Calm by George Friedman. And he's a geopolitical strategist who's very middle of the road. He's not like a sensationalist, like a Peter Zeihan. Or even like a Ray Dalio, like he just views things a little bit more calmly. And what he said about technology was so impactful. He said that technology will only have the economic impact consistent with its ability to make changes in our day-to-day lives. In the very beginning, something like Meta rolls out, or Facebook, or before Facebook, Friendster, or whatever. And the impact that had on our lives was staggering. And so it has a staggering impact on one person's life. So there's the x-axis, let's say, but then there's the number of people who can it impact. So there's the y-axis. And so now it's the amount of impact per person and the number of people impacted. And when you see things like that, you see this, just this opportunity to exponentially impact humanity, but it tapers. Like you just said it, man, it's the end of the taper. And with the taper comes stasis, and with stasis comes efficiency, and with efficiency comes massive commoditization. And really what that means is Meta today is a whole lot like television was in the 70s and 80s. It was a ubiquitous truth and a prerequisite. If you were going to advertise, you had to be on TV, had to. But because they got so efficient with it, it became really hard to break into. I think it happened in Google before it happened in Meta, is we're seeing small businesses priced out.
Yeah.
Because of this, small businesses can't have this conversation. You can't be a small business talking about brand performance. Dude, you remember you used to be able to spend $500 a month in Facebook and get real results.
Yeah.
Like you could do something, and then 500 became 2 grand, and 2 grand became 5 grand. And what's y'all's minimum ad spend right now? What's the lowest you'll take a client?
We'll start brands that don't have any spend, but have, that's a trick question.
Okay.
The average company for us spends, oh God, probably anywhere from 50 to a couple $100,000.
Our average is 52. Our average is 50. Our top site is seven figures, but we won't take anybody less than 10 grand. If they're less than 10 grand, we call it an incubator account. And they basically have to sign in blood that they know this is doomed to fail. And if it succeeds, it's a gift from God.
The caveat to that are companies that are either venture, angel, or private equity backed that want to launch in the US and have runway for it. Like, you have to have a marketing budget to be able to successfully navigate the digital marketing landscape. Or the other side to that is, I've got a great offline. We're talking to a customer right now that spends $500,000 a month on direct mail, but no digital. All you do is you take what they're doing on, it's a simple formula, and they'll be a great client for us. Is like that type of, like, it's so simple. I don't think it's simple, but it's in a challenging.
Simpler than not having that.
It's in a challenging niche. You have a successful business. You want to translate that over, not replace your direct response. They want to use this as an adjunct. So, trick question there. Both of those, the venture-backed, want to launch in the US or have runway, have some money to be able to spend. But then the other one, successful business, want to go online. Both of those have zero ad spend. Now it's the local regional business that we would then defer off to our local regional division, like our startup division, and they would be able to help them. But for tier 11 proper, yeah, it's, you got to have some ad spend, which basically shows that you have a product or an offer that resonates with the market. And that typically starts with like 10 to 30 grand per month in spend. It depends. We'll do an analysis of it and everything else. But that just shows you've got a valid product, unless you're just burning money.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads Podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions8 at sol8.com.
Kasim here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free
and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation. Notice I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to solate.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's SOL8.com. SOL, the number 8.com.